We left off, I think, before the summer. And the Mishnah Chav Zayin Amud Beis.
We had one shiur after the summer.
Before
Yontif, we had a shiur.
On Seita?
I forgot. We didn't have any on Yontif.
I don't remember it. So let's start Chav Zayin Amud Beis. So the first piece in the Mishnah, the first paragraph, the first 10 lines or so, has the famous drasha that we had a few times in the Masechta, that the verb is repeated 3 times, v'nitma, 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 by the Yeshes Isha Zinsa, the Seita. So why does it say 3 times? So the Tanaim say, echad lebal, echad leboil, echad lechuma, that the woman who is mezana tachas baila beratzen, unless she's nensa, but if she mezana tachas baila beratzen, is asur lebaila, the husband has to divorce her, she's not allowed to marry the boil, and then she's asura betruma, in case she was a bas kohen and she was always eating truma, now she became a zayin, she's not allowed to. Then the next line in the Mishnah says, bo bayom darash Rabbi Akiva, and they say, what bo bayom, on that day Rabbi Akiva developed the following drosha. Then it says 15 lines later, bo bayom, another 2 dots, bo bayom darash Rabbi Akiva. Then it says 20 lines later, bo bayom darash Rabbi Akiva. Then it says 20 lines later, bo bayom darash Rabbi Yishua ben Hurkanus. What is this bo bayom? So Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Brachas. You see in Rashi, parenthesis, Brachas daf chav chesem and aleph. So Rashi quotes in Brachas that there was a famous incident that the chief rabbi is Rabbi Gamliel, and he gave Rabbi Yishua a hard time on several occasions, and the other Tanoim decided that he was a little bit too much makbid on his covet, Rabbi Gamliel, so they fired him. They fired the chief rabbi, and then they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He was very young, he was only 18, and then he grew 18 streaks of white hair.
I was very impressed with the fact that Rabbi Gamliel did not leave the base members.
Okay.
It never would have happened in America. If that would happen in America, he would have walked right
out. Absolutely, yes, yes. So the Gemara says they had a different policy as far as who should be allowed to enter the Beis Medrash to learn. So Rabbi Gamliel's policy was, Rashi quotes the whole story, you only permit one to learn in the yeshiva if it's toho ki baro. You have to have baro, that's for sure. He has to look like a religious Jew who's interested in learning. Sometimes you have people in yeshivas today with long hair and they don't, the outside doesn't look like a dentor. So the outside, for sure, he has to look like a Talmud Chacham. And Rabbi Gamliel said, you have to check that the inside, in his heart, he should also be a Yirei Shamayim. How can you check? How do you have a barometer to check how much Yirei Shamayim and Avos Hashem a person has? We don't know. So that's Rabbi Gamliel had a very small Beis Medrash, because he only allowed Talmidim to attend if they were Tocho Kibar. The inside corresponded to the outside. And after they fired Rabbi Gamliel and was under new management, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's policy was, has the opening Mishnah in Pirkei Avos say, Hamidu Tamidim Har Behem Amrud Shlosha Dvarim. So one of the things that Anshei Knesset HaGdolah said was, Hamidu Tamidim Har Behem. What does that mean? So the Avos de Rabbi Nosson says, as opposed to Rabbi Gamliel, who didn't believe in Hamidu Tamidim Har Behem, would rather have a small yeshiva with fewer students, but it should be Tocho Kibaro. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah followed the tradition for Nanshik Den Sagdela, Hey Mom, Shlosh Dvarim, Amina Taminim Habi, whoever expresses an interest in learning, so you let them come in if the outside looks, on the outside it looks like a Ben Torah. The Tocha, we're not going to check. The outside should look like a Ben Torah. So the Gemara says there in Brachas, when they opened up the gates to the Beis Medrash and they had more people talking and learning, and Rabbi Gamliel was no longer in charge. Rabbi Gamliel wouldn't allow any of the other Tanoim to say any psak halacha that was contradicting his opinion. And when they fired Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was in charge, so they started saying over psokim that were against Rabbi Gamliel's shita. Said whenever it says in Shas, bo bayom, bo bayom, here in our Mishnah it says 4 times bo bayom. Baba Yom Darash Abishua Ben Hurganis, and 3 times Baba Yom Darash Abakiva. These were all halachas that were nizbarer on that first day, on the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah took over. So what is it doing over here in this perek? So Rashi asks, what does it have to do over here? So he says, he's guessing. He thinks that maybe the first 10 lines in the Mishnah was also expressed on that day. Otherwise, he doesn't know what's the connection. Probably this famous drasha, v'nitma, 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 the repetition three times, echel lebal, v'echel lebal, v'echel lechuma, that was probably also declared or developed or announced on that day that where Rabbi Elazar ben Azari took over. Okay. So the Mishnah continues. Okay, so that's how I think we left off there. Bo bayom, on that day, Rabbi Elazar ben Azari took over. So Rabbi Akiva was present also. Why did they appoint Rabbi Akiva as the chief rabbi? So the Gemara says because he was a descendant of Gerim. And they were afraid that Rabbi Gamliel was slighted. They fired the chief rabbi. They hurt his feelings by firing him. So he may pray that whoever the new chief rabbi is going to be should some evil should befall him. So they needed a person who has big schus avos. Because Rabbi Akiva was a descendant of Gerim, he didn't have that much schus avos. So and this one was no good. They couldn't appoint Rabbi Yeshua because they fired Rabbi Gamliel because of Rabbi Yeshua. That would be too much of an insult. Even though Rabbi Gamliel deserved to be fired, but that's too much of a patch and pardon. So they didn't appoint Rabbi Yeshua. So they had to figure out whom. So they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He was Dor Asiri LeEzra. He was a 10th generation descendant of Ezra HaKoyin. He was also Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a Koyin. So Rabbi Kiva was around, but he was not appointed the chief rabbi. So the Mishnah says, Bo Bayom, on that day, Dorash Rabbi Kiva, there's a pasuk in Chumash. There are different things that are metame. So one of the things that are metame, usually dead, a person who dies is a mace. A mace is metame, the maga memasa ba'ohel. If you have a flesh from a kosher behema that was gishochtim properly, so it's not metame. If you have flesh from a kosher behemoth that died a natural death, or pork, or from a not kosher animal, a piece of a bear, or a piece of a horse meat, or something else, that the shechita isn't chal on it, so that's metame b'maga u'b'masa, not metame b'ohel, metame b'maga b'masa. Then there's a din of shmoina shrotzim hamurim b'torah. The Chumash lists off 8 rodents. While they're alive, they're not metame. But b'moisam, when the Shemayin HaShuatzim, any one of the 8 rodents is dead, and you touch it, so it's metame b'maga, not metame b'masa, only metame b'maga. Maga means mamish, you touch it. Masa means, let's say I'm wearing gloves, so there's no maga, but I pick up the thing, that's masa, or I push it like this, even though it's wrapped up, or my hands are enclosed in gloves, so there's no maga, but there's masa. And ohel is if it's a mace or the metame boil, even if I'm over here and the mace is over there, and there's one roof on top of both of us, that's metame boil. So the pasuk says it klicheres, different kelim are mekabel tumah. So the Chumash speaks about 3 different types of kelim. You have kli eitz, then you have kli mateches. The different dinim between kli eitz and kli mateches. Then there's the 3rd category of klicheres. There are certain kelim that are just not mekabel tumah at all. Klei adoma, klei adoma. They still make clay adoma. They use earthenware vessels. You use sand, earth, to make a kli, and you don't burn it in the kiln. You don't put it into an oven to bake it out. So clay adoma, not mekabel tuma, not menatara, not mederabbanan. Clay adoma, clay evan, and clay inglolim. Clay glolim, clay adoma, clay abanam, not mekabel tuma at all. But a klicheris means an earthenware vessel, which they did put into the kiln. They did put it into the oven and they baked it out. So that has, it started off as klei adoma, but once you make it, you burn it out in the oven, it's considered klicheres. So klicheres is unique din, a parsha b'fnei atzmi. The din has no tara b'mikveh, that's one din, has no tara b'mikveh. Secondly, if you touch it from the outside, it's not mekabel tumah. It's only mekabel tumah from the inside, mitocha, not migabo. And then the pasuk says, let's say you have a dead sheretz and it's dangling. I have it. I'm holding it by the tail, and it's a big klicheres. And the dead sheretz, is suspended in midair, and it's not really touching the inside of the kli. So that's halacha. It's metame me'aviro. Rashi and Chumash points out it's metame me'aviro. So the Gemara is going to bring up all of these factors over here. The fact that the klicheres has no tar b'mikva, that's a pasuk in Chumash. So the Gemara is going to point out there is a pasuk. I think we learned it next to the last daf in Erevin. Rashi doesn't tell you where he gets it from, but he's quoting it from the Gemara in Erevin. Here, the top Rashi on Chof Tes Amid Beis The both columns are Rashi. Rashi took everything over. Rashi took over the place of Tosfos here. So the top Rashi on the first column, on Chof Tesim and Beis, quotes a pasuk by Midbar Yutes. So the Gemara, Rashi should have told you, the Gemara in the last, next to the last daf in Erev, and the Gemara has a drasha on that pasuk, that only such a thing which has tarab and mikveh could become an avatumah. If the thing has no tarab and mikveh, it can't become an avatumah. Let's say a person dies. So the pasuk says in Chumash, whoever touches the mace, or whoever is in the same room with the mace, oil a mace, whoever does maga, masa, oil with the mace, becomes an avatumah. Whenever the tumah is transmitted, so we assume that's the Gemara, the first daf in Bava Kama. It's always told the same lavka yetzaben. Tumah that's transmitted, so it always goes down a madrega. So if I touch a mace, or if I'm in the same room with a mace, I become an avatumah. So what are you going to call the mace? So the Chachamim came up with an invention. The mace is avi avos hatumah. He's a grandfather. He's a grandfather. It's a joke. There's a din of avatumah, and then the avatumah transmits tumah to something else. It becomes a rishon letumah. Then the rishon letumah touches something else, and it transmits. It becomes a sheni letumah. And then sometimes the sheni is also shlishi, and sometimes the shlishi also revi. Sometimes the revi makes a hamishi. That's what we're going to learn tonight. The Gemara is going to prove that such a thing exists. It's not in Chumash at all. The Gemara is going to construct a ganze yalfus, a whole kavachomer, a whole series of proofs that such a thing exists. So before you get to the whole proof, we discussed many times, what is Mekabel Tumah? From the whole wide world, there are four categories of things that are Mekabel Tumah. Odom, Mekalim, Ochlim, and Mashkin. So Odom, Mekalim can be Mekabel Tumah, and normally they have Tarab and Mikveh. How do you know that a Goy is not Mekabel Tumah? So the Gemara Nozir learns it from a Pasuk, because it says whenever a person becomes Tumah, he can go to Mikveh, but the Pasuk says Mikveh is only for a Jew. So since a goy cannot become tohar, so the mashmoy says he can't become tamei in the first place. So a goy can't become tamei because he can't become tohar. Okay, midirabbanon, they declared all the nochrim are tamei for a different reason. If a person came in contact with a mace, if I came in contact with a mace, I became an avatumah. So then it's not enough just to go to mikveh. First, you have to have paraduma water sprinkled shlishi yishvi, the third day, and then the seventh day. And then I can actually go to mikveh and become tahar. You always need mikveh to become tahar, but one is a tamei tumas meis. I came in contact with a meis, so the mikveh is not enough. The mikveh has to follow hazor shlishi yishvi from the paraduma, right? So from the four things that are mekabel tumah, odom, mekalim, ochlim, mamashkim, so odom, mekalim have tara b'mikveh, and ochlim, mamashkim have no tara b'mikveh. So the Rashi quotes that pasuk by Midbar Yutes, a klicheres has no tar b'mikveh. That's a pasuk. A klicheres that becomes tomei yishaver. The only way to make a tohar is by smashing it, and no longer you smash it, it no longer has the status of a kli. So it can't retain the tumah.
They had a smash because it was a klicheres, and meiser left over, and you had a.
That's another thing. Hagola doesn't help. These are two different psukim. There's one din if it becomes tomei, so you have to smash it to remove the tumah. There's no way to be toivelet in the mikveh. Then there's another unrelated din. It's a separate unrelated din that if a kli becomes treif, so the Torah says, Hamurik v'shuta b'amay, me do hagola. Sometimes you need libun, but many times hagola is enough. And if it's a klecheres, you can never be sure that if you did hagola, you succeeded in getting all the treif of blias out. So you have to throw it out in the garbage. It says there, yishaver. It doesn't mean you can crack it and then you can glue it together and use it. If you have a klecheres that became tumah, you smash it and then you glue it back together and you can continue to use it if the guy wants to glue together the klecheres. But if you have a treif of kli, that's a klecheres, and you smash it, and you glue it back together, still treif. It's not going to help if you glue it. You shove it over there, means you throw it in the garbage, because you can't. It's treif. You can't make it kosher. And HaTorah Hid Al-Kalcheris, that you can't rely on the Hagolah. That's a shayla. Maybe if you do Hagolah three times, maybe I did Hagolah once, and maybe it didn't help. Maybe I do Hagolah a second time, did Hagolah three times, still doesn't help. Maybe it should be. The Torah says that you can never know for sure that you succeeded in getting the whole treif of Bliya out. But maybe after doing Hagolah three times, maybe, yeah. So that's
why does Hagolah work for everybody else except by Klicheres?
The Torah Hi'id al Klicheres is that you can never know for sure.
But under normal circumstances any other kli other than a kli cheres, she can do hakala.
We assume that the bleer will come out, but because the kli cheres is more porous, it absorbs more through and through. The Gemara says it absorbs through and through, so therefore you can never tell whether the hagala succeeded in getting out the whole tray for bleer. Maybe he got out part and it didn't get out all. So that's a discussion in the Yerushalmi and in Shulchan Aruch in different places. Sometimes Hagola three times would help on a Kli Cheres. It's a suffix. If you do Hagola three times, it's a suffix. If you put it back in the Kivshan, then the Gemara says that it is good. Then it is kosher. So that Tosis asks, why is it kosher? Why does that help? Why does Liban help? Liban help. Why does Liban help? So that's a big machlekes in the Rishonim. So the... And there's a machlekes in Achreinim, which sheet that we should accept. So the Balatanya and his Shulchan Aruch accepts the opinion of the Ra'or, Rabbi Aaron Alevi, who wrote the Hagoyas. He wrote the Berak Abayis on the Rajbas Torah Abayis. So he says Libun helps on the Klicheres. Atorah Heid al Klicheres, that you can never tell whether you succeeded in removing the whole tray for Bliya. When you do Libun, you're not removing the Bliya. You sorfo bimkomo. So it's a different word. Liban is sarfa bimkomo, and the purpose of Hagol is to be maflit, to remove the issus. So Torah, true, the Torah Heida, Klicheres, Torah tells us about Klicheres, you can never know for sure that you succeed in getting the whole bliya, but if you do Liban, you sarfa bimkomo, that does help. That's what the Rabbi Aaron Alevi writes. And Tosis writes up a funny explanation, Tosis in Psachim and Tosis in Zvachim. Tosis says, since the way they manufacture Klicheres is you take a Kli Adoma, and you put it in the oven, so that's tchilas asiyas haklicheres, is by baking it in the kil in the oven. So if you do hachzor lekivshoinos, I put the tray for klicheres that has a tray for bleh, I put it into the oven. It's like panam chadosh is bo lekan. It's like a new kli. So what does it help? Vajah help this mitz a new kli, but it still has the tray for bleh in it. So what does Tosis mean over here? So the achrenim break the head. Tosis is saying something very different from the Rabbi Aaron Alevi. This is saying it's a different sheet. It's a long arichas. A long arichas.
Why couldn't it be considered Liban also?
It is Liban. So why does Liban? The Gemara says that Liban helps.
If you put Rabbi Levi, if you put it in the kiln, it would be also good.
Yeah. So Rabbi Levi says it's good, Liban is good because Sarfa bim Koma. But Taisus doesn't seem to say like that. Taisus says to do Liban is good like Hachzor Likim Shanis because Panim Chadosh is Boja helped this man. If you would talk about Tumah, this kli was mekabel tumah panim chadosh. It's a new kli. If you would have said that, but they're not saying it by tumah. The din by tumah is not true. If you have a kli cheres that's tameh and you put it into the hachzor l'kibshan, it doesn't become tor. I would have said over there panim chadosh. It's a new kli, and this kli was never mekabel tumah. They don't say it there. They say it by treifus. So was it helped by treifus? But the new kli, I manufactured a kli and it has a treif of bli in it. Was it helped?
The principle of kabbalah kachbaldom. How it became tough. Could we apply that principle of Kabbalah Kachpolto? And that's how we're going to get it out.
Kabbalah Kachpolto is the principle by normal kalim, let's say by metal kalim, all the pots and pans. So if I cooked chaza soup, so it's enough with hagola. But if I broiled steak, treif steak on a broiler, then you need libon. Kabbalah, the same way it was boleh, that's how you do hagola. Either do Hagola or you do Liban. But if you have a Klicheres, so the Chumash says that Hagola doesn't help. So the Gemara says that Liban does help. So that's what Tosis and all the Rishonim ask. Why does the Liban help? If HaTorah Heid al Klicheres, that you can never know for sure that the entire Bliya came out, so why should Liban help? So Baron Alevi answers in the Berak Abayis because the purpose, the accomplishment of Libun is not that you maflit the Iser. No, we can never tell that you got out the Holy Iser. It served the Iser b'mkoma. You have to have a very high temperature. But Tosis doesn't give that answer. So that's the Shaila. What is Tosis' hope? Tosis has a different understanding of what the Tam Kikir is.
And,
yeah, the Gemara in Zvachim says, yeah. The Gemara in Zvachim says, the Gemara in Zvachim also.
Every time they use a kale they had to smash it.
Yeah, the Gemara asks, why don't you put it back into the Kivshoinos? So the Gemara says, because you're not allowed to make Kivshoinos in Yerushalayim because the whole city is going to be full of smoke. So that's why they never did it. But strictly speaking, they could have done it.
You can't take a
kli
that's already
tummy,
take it out of the base of
English? I don't know. That's the official answer the Gemara gives in Zohar. I don't know. So here on the top of Chav Tes Amid Beis, the top Rashi on the first column, Rashi quotes a pasuk from Amid Biyotes. He writes as if he's originating the din. He's quoting a Gemara in the end of Erevin, next to the last daf in Erevin. So the Gemara says, based on that pasuk, only such a thing could become, let's say, there's a mace in a room. So we call the mace Avi Avois HaTuma. Where, how did we come to such an einfall? Because whenever the tumah is transmitted, it goes down a madrega, that's called Todesayim, Lavka Yaitzebehem. When the tumah is transmitted, it has to go down a madrega. You see, on the first daf in Bava Kama, the Gemara says there are different kinds of Ovis and Todes. So you have on Shabbos, there are 39 Ovis Malachas, and every Malacha has many Todes. So there you're talking about Ovis and Todes, 39 categories, and this Pa'ula belongs under this category. Same thing. Our Bavis Nezikin, the first Mishnah Bava Kama, means that in the Chumash and Parshas Mishpatim, there are four Hezekim that are described, Shor, Bor, Ma, Ben, Hever, and then you have Toldesayim. The Toldes means similar Hezekim that have the same properties as Shor and Bor and Ma, Ben, Hever. So because it's categories, and this belongs under that category, so the Gemara says Toldesayim Kayetzbehem. The Toldes have exactly the same din as the Yomis. But by Tumah, the concept of Ovis and Toldos is totally different. You're not talking about categories and things that belong under the category. You're talking about a dead body. Someone went to the funeral, so the Tumah was transmitted to him. That's a Toldah. And then he goes home and he touches the spoon and the fork at home, so that's, he transmits the Tumah further. So whenever you're transmitting Tumah, so by definition, it has to go down a Madrega. Has to be told the same Lavka Yitzibahim. That's the famous, the Nachlas David on the first half, and Bava Kama points that out. Different kinds of Ovis and Toldos. So by Tumah, the Gemara says it has to be told the same Lavka Yitzibahim. So let's say you have a mace in a room, so everything in the room, so there are four categories of things that are Mekabal Tumah, the Mekele Mochel Mamashkim. So if we declare that the Chumash says that the Odom is in the room becomes an Avat Tumah, so you should say Ochel Mamashkim also should become an Avat Tumah, whatever is in the same room. So Rashi quotes that pasuk by Midbiyotes, only such a thing can become an avatume if it's yesh l'tar b'mikveh. So odd mekelim yesh l'tar b'mikveh can become an avatume. Oichel mamashkim have no tar b'mikveh, and a klicheres is an exception to the rule by kelim, even though it's a kli, and a klicheres is mekabel tumah as a kli, but since ain't l'tar b'mikveh, so it can never become an avatume. So let's say you have a mace in a room, a dead body in the room, and you have in the room Odom Kelim Ochlum Amashkim and Klicheris. So the Ochlum Amashkim and Klicheris become a Rishon the Tumah. It skips a step. The Mace is Avi Avois HaTumah, and the Tumah is transmitted from the Mace to the Klicheris and to the Ochlum to the Mashkim. It goes down to Madregas. It goes down to the Madrega of a Rishon the Tumah. It doesn't go down to become an Avat Tumah. The Odom or the Kelim other than Klicheris, the Kliates and the Klimatachas, will become an Avat Tumah. So then if food will be placed into those kelim, the food will become a Rishon L'tumah. The food will become a Rishon L'tumah.
So if the Avatumah touches the food, it becomes a Rishon
L'tumah. Right.
There's
a mace in a room, and we have four things. Odom kelim ochel mamashkim. So the ochel mamashkim and klicheris will not become an av, even though the mace transmits a tumah should go down one madrega. But the ochel mamashkim and klicheris has to go down two madregas, because since they have no tarib and mikveh, so they cannot become an av hatumah. So Rashi has to quote this because the Gemara is assuming that you know that. This is one of the things that Gemara is going to have.
Can never become an
Avatum. To Rishon. It goes down to Rishon. Then when you have a Rishon Latuma, so it touches Oichel Mamashkim, it'll make that a Sheni Latuma. Let's say the Rishon Latuma touches Odom Mekalim. Would they become a Sheni Latuma? So that's on the first daf in Bava Kama. So the Gemara says no. Odom Mekalim are only Mekabal Tuma from an Avatum. They cannot become a. They cannot be kabel tuba from a rishon l'tuma, or below. They can only be kabel tuma from an avi avois or from an av hatuma.
The sheni or the rishon l'tuma or the shlish l'tuma, are these deemed rabbanim or are they adjudged to be deemed
with the rice? We're going to have to work on that a lot. Mm-hmm. That's going to be the whole gemara. It's a hard gemara. This is a very hard gemara.
Have a shifter. If one performed the hespet, he don't become some tuma. The one performed the hespet.
if he's in the same room with the mace,
then
he becomes. Once in a while, you have a kohen who has to say a hesped, so he stands outside. Rabbi Palm from Torah Vadas was a kohen. So whenever he gave a hesped, he stood outside. Rabbi Riskin, still alive, he's a kohen. So he says hesped him, he stands outside. Okay? You have to stand outside. Yeah. So let's see again. So Klicheres is Mekabel Tuma, but everything is different. Klicheres has no Tarab and Mikveh. That's a Pasuk. Yishoveh, you have to smash it to remove the Tuma. Has no Tarab and Mikveh. So because it has no Tarab and Mikveh, Eino Nasav HaTuma. That's the Gemara at the end of the Erevin that Rashi quotes here from Bamidbo Yates. Kol Debesh Eino Tarab and Mikveh, Eino Nasav HaTuma. Then there's a din that Klicheres not Mekabel Tuma from the outside, Min HaTorah. It's not Mekabel Tuma from the outside. Mid the Rabbanah, there are all kinds of Chumras. And then from the inside, if you dangle a dead sheretz, even if the sheretz doesn't touch it from the inside, the din is that the klicheres is mekabel tuma me'aviro. Avira means even if there is no maga on the inside, it's just the whole sheretz is touch. The whole sheretz is inside the avir of the klicheres. So the klicheres is mekabel tuma.
So klicheres is rishon. Has to be the whole sheretz is a rishon.
The sheretz is an avhatuma, so the klicheres becomes a rishon.
And if there's kikar in the tana, the bread in the tana, so that's also a rishon.
No. So the bread in the let's say I dangle a dead sheretz into the avir of the klicheres, or even if I touch it touches the klicheres, so the klicheres becomes a rishon of the tuma. Then because if it has food or Oichlam Amashkim inside, so it's not Mekabel Tumah directly from the dangled sheretz, because it's not touching it. If the sheretz is touching the Oichlam Amashkim, so it touches directly, it makes it a Rishon. But if the sheretz is not touching the Oichlam Amashkim, sheretz only touching the Klicheres or dangling in the Klicheres, so indirectly it's Metame. The sheretz is an Avah Tumah, makes the Klicheres into a Rishon the Tumah, because it goes down a Madrega, it's transmitted. Then the Klicheres is touching the Oichlam Amashkim, makes the Oichlam Amashkim into a sheni l'tuma.
If so the sheretz touched the bread directly, would become a rishon.
Rishon l'tuma, become the bread would become a rishon l'tuma. Ochel mamashkem amekabel tuma. That's what the Gemara always says. Ochel mamashkem have no tarab mikveh, and therefore they can never become an av hatuma. So Rashi always frekt akasha, and a few places in Shas Rashi repeats this. The ganze arichas frekt akasha. What do you mean? There is a mashka that has tarab mikveh. If water is tumei, you can do hashoka. We used to thinking about hashoka. If you have maim sheuvim, a mikveh has to be rainwater that fell in that was never contained in a bucket. What if the water became maim sheuvim? It was contained in a vessel, in a bucket, and then you poured it into the mikveh. So that's maim sheuvim. So maim sheuvim is no good for tefillah. But if you make a hashoka, you have two buris, one next to the other, and one mikveh is maim ksherim, and one mikveh is maim sheuvim, and you open up the neck of hashoka, you take out the cork, so then the hashoka makes it ois maim shuvim, makes it kosher. So people usually think of hashoka with respect to the psul of maim shuvim, but the original, the whole din of maim shuvim, maybe it's only midirabbanon. There are different opinions in Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara says gimulugim maim shuvim is only midirabbanon. Maybe the whole din, maybe kuloshov is also midirabbanon. Machleg is the rei and the rabbi and the tamim, baba kamim, baba basim, and Shulchan Aruch is machleg and mechaber derama. What if the whole mikveh is maim shuvim? So what's the original din of hashoka? The original din of hashoka is if you have maim tmeim, if you have water that's tamei, so all other ochlim and mashkim have no tarab and mikveh except for water. If you take, here I have a cup of water, so let's say I touched the water, I stuck my finger in, so I'm tamei, I made the water tamei. So if I submerge this under the surface of the water of the mikveh, it'll get a little diluted. It's not going to taste like sweet tea anymore. Okay. So if the water of the mikveh touches the water inside, that's hashoka, and the water becomes tahar. So the original din of hashoka is to be mitahir ma'im tmeim. On the level of ma'im shuvim, the rabbanon, the raisa, whatever, so hashoka works over there also. But the original din of hashoka is that it works for ma'im tmeim. So Rashi, effect alam al akasha, what did the Gemara make us rule? That oichel mamashkim never have tarab mikveh is not always true. Maim does have tarab mikveh, so water should be able to become an av hatumah. If it's in the same room with the mace avi avayis hatumah, and the water has yeshlo tarab mikveh, so the water should be able to become an av hatumah. So Rashi answers that hashoka is metahar water That's not called tefillah b'mikveh. That's a different din. It's a din of zriya. What if you have a potato that became tama, you have an orange that became tama, and you plant it in the ground, and it takes root? So that's a din. Whatever is mechubal karka is not tama. Not only is not mekabel tuma now, even if it was tama from before, and I plant it now, and it takes root, once it's mechubal karka, once it takes root, it's hishrish, so then the tuma is removed.
It's like panam chadosh.
Not panam chadosh. Okay.
It's
a new parasha.
A new entity.
Okay, okay. So if you have water, the pasuk in Navi has an expression of zareya mayim al panei chutzos. The pasuk talks about planting water. Zareya mayim al panei chutzos. Rashi writes this quite a few places in Shas. Whenever he mentions this din, that oichel mamashkim have an atar mikvah, he says, and don't ask me a kasha from the water, that the water has ashok. Ashok is not a din of tefillah b'mikvah, it's a din of zriya. So the water does not have tar b'mikvah. All oichel mamashkim don't have tar b'mikvah. All kelim do, except for all kelim that are makabel tumah have tar b'mikveh, except for klicheres. So that's why klicheres can never be an avat tumah. So that's going to be relevant here. So let's see. So Rabbi Akiva, let's go back to the Mishnah Chav Zayinam Beis. After the first section, the second Mishnah in the Perek, Bo Yom Darash Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva developed the following din: Uklicheres haship or mehem el tocho. If a dead sheretz, mehem is the previous pasuk is talking about the. So if a dead sheretz is dangling in the klicheres, the dead sheretz is avhatume. It's metame, the klicheres, either it's touching or it's not touching, it's avir, so the tumor goes down since the tumor is being transmitted from the dead sheretz to the kli, so it goes down a madrega, so the kli becomes a rish in the tumah. And then if there's food in the klicheres, kolosheh betocha, oichle mamashkim, so the oichle mamashkim will become a sheni l'tumah. But the loshan ha-pasuk is, kolosheh, ashiipa mehem al tocha, kolosheh betocha, the oichle mamashkim that'll be in the pot, in the atanur, yitmo. So Rabbi Kiva says, ein oime tome. It doesn't say kolosheh betocha tome. Yitma sounds like the Tamei Acherim. The Ochel Mamashkim will become a Sheni, and they will be able to transmit Tuma to another entity, to another thing. Limit al Kika Sheni Shemetamei Sashlishi. So Rabbi Kiva has a Pasuk in Chumash, a Beferish Pasuk, half a Din Deraisa. Rabbi Kiva holds it's a Din Deraisa. We don't pass like this. The Gemara is going to list off every Tana in creation disagrees with Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara is going to list off here. Where do they have this list? On the top of Lamin Amid Aleph. Take a look, Lamin Amid Aleph, about the fifth line from the top. Amarab Barisi Amarab. First, Amaravasi Amarab. Another version has Amarab Barisi Amarab. He says, Rab Meir, Rab Yezir, Rab Yishur, Rab Lozer, Rab Leza. Nobody agrees with Rabbi Akiva. We don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. He has been outvoted. So Rabbi Akiva has this Chiddush Din, that Minatoira, what's the lowest Tuma can go? It can go till Shlishi. Sheino is a Shlishi. Ameis is an Avi Avois HaTuma. We don't have a better word, so we call him an Avi Avois, because whoever comes in contact with the Meis becomes an Av HaTuma. So we call the Meis Avi Avois. So the system is functioning. Whenever the Tuma is transmitted to someone else or something else, goes down a Madrega, so the Meis is Avi Avois HaTuma. So if you have a sheretz, the sheretz is only an avhatuma. The sheretz is metame de klicheres, makes the klicheres into a rishon letuma. The klicheres has food in it, kolosh betocha yitma. So the food, dachl mamashim, become a sheni letuma. And then it says yitma, eno metame ala yitma. Yitma sounds like letame acherim. So the sheni can be oisa shlishi, and the pasuk doesn't say, what is the shlishi? Is it truma? Is it kachim? No, it's even chulin. It doesn't make a difference. Rabbi Kiva is of the opinion that Sheni Yosef Shlishi Bechulin, that the tumor can be transmitted up until what's going to be a Shlishi? It can't be Adam and Kalim. Adam, the four categories of things that are Mekabel Tumor. So Adam and Kalim is only Mekabel Tumor from an Avatumor. It's not Mekabel Tumor from a Rishon. Kabel Chaim is not Mekabel Tumor from a Sheni. So the only thing that you can possibly talk about is Oichlum Mamashkim. So Rabbi Kiva is of the opinion that Oichlum Mamashkim can be mekabel tuma even on the madrega. A sheni can be also shlishi. Yeah, we hold that the halacha lamaisa, it's impossible. Why? Because we, the Gemara Psochim at the end of the first perik, as the Al-Sugi Rab Hanin is gana koinim. So we hold the halacha that oichel is not metame oichel. Oichel can be metami mashke, but oichel can't be metami oichel. So, let's say you have something as a rishon l'tuma. Whatever is a rishon, a kli, adam, a kli can be whatever it is. So, a rishon l'tuma is only metami oichel mashke, can't be metami adam mekelim. Adam mekelim can only become tuma from an av or above, avi avos. So, you have a rishon, is going to transmit tuma to what? To mashkim, let's say. So the mashkim will become a sheni l'tumah. So there's a machlekes in the Gemara we paskin, mashkim transmits tumah to oichlim is only with the rabbanim. The Gemara has, there's a Mishnah in Adias. The Mishnah in Adias says that the mashke beid mat bachaya, the mashkim and the beis hamikdash are tohar. Okay, two girsas in the Mishnah, mashke beid mat bachaya, a tes, the Beis Hashchit and the Beis Hamikdash, Amashke Bei Mad Bachai the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, Shaila, how far you go there? So the Gemara explains what's going on there. Tumas Mashkim is only with the Rabbanon, and they didn't want to be Marbetum in the Beis Hamikdash. And the Beis Hamikdash, they left it on a Din Deraisa. So what is the Din Deraisa? Mashkim are not Tomei at all. So that's a Machlekes Hatanoim. When you say Mashkim in the Beis Hamikdash, they never made a Chumrim in the Rabbanon, they left it on the Din Deraisa. What is the Din Deraisa? So one opinion is that even Tumas Atzman is only with the Rabbanon. Mashke manat mekabel Tumah, period. It says in the Chumash, Chamashke sheishase b'chol kli yitma. The Pasuk says in the Chumash, Chamashke sheishase b'chol kli. Any mashke that's rei l'shtiyas Adam is yitma. It sounds like it's mekabel Tumah. So that Tana claims that's not pshat. Yitma means it's machsha oichlim mekabel Tumah. Oichlim, all food, is only mekabel Tumah if it was rinsed off in advance. If it never had, it says kiyuta mayim alzera sheizareya. You have to rinse off. If you shecht an animal, so the neck is full of dam, so the dam is machshel the kabel tumah. If you have an apple, so you have to wash off the apple. It was raining on the apples when they were growing on the tree. That's not called hechsher. The hechsher has to be, it's mechuber, so it's not a kabel hechsher. You have to wash off the apples after it's detached from the tree. So that Tana holds when the pasuk says Chamashka sheisase b'chol kli yitma, it doesn't mean it's mekabel tumah. Yitma means it's machshe oichlim mekabel tumah. If I rinse off the oichel with this mashke that's royal l'shtiya, one of design mashkim yad shachadama the seven the Rashi Tevis of the seven mashkim, so then the oichel will be mekabel tumah. So we paskin against that. We paskin mashkim tumas atzma yeshlem min atorah. Mashkim abekabel tumah min atorah. The pasuk says Chamashka sheisase. B'chol kli yitma, yitma means it's mekabel tumah. But l'tami acherim, mashke l'tami acherim, that's only with the Rabbanon. So that they never introduced in the Beis HaMikdash. In order not to be marbe betumah in the Beis HaMikdash, they said we're going to leave it on a din deraisa. So we paskin la'alocha that mashke manat mekabel, not metami acherim. So let's say you have something as a rishon l'tumah. A rishon l'tumah can be adam mekelem ochelem or mashkim, it can be anything. But that this rishon l'tumah can only transmit tumah to oichlim amashkim. A rishon l'tumah can transmit tumah to adam ekelim. So let's say you transmitted the tumah to mashke, and the mashke is a sheni. That's the end of the story, because mashke manat metami acherim. So there isn't going to be a shlishi. So elamai. So let's say. So if the rishon l'tumah, whatever it was, let's say have a kli. That's a rishon adam kelim rishon l'tumah touches oichel. If it touches mashke, that's the end of the story. If it touches oichel, so the oichel will become a sheni l'tumah, and the oichel can transmit tumah. But the oichel can only transmit tumah. Ein oichel mitami oichel. The oichel can only transmit tumah to a mashke. That's also in the sugya of Rabbi Chananya's Gana Kodem. There, at the end of the first parak in Pesachim. So Nachum also, you can have a rishon l'tumah can be adam akelim, can touch oichel, so the oichel will become a sheni. The sheni will touch a mashke, will become a shlishi. But then, is it possible to have a revi? You can't have a revi. Mashkim the tamei acherim is only mid the rabbanon. He wanted to know, is it the raisa the rabbanon? So this is what Rashi and Tosfos write at the end of the first parak in Pesachim. Revi b'kodesh, that there should be a tumah revi, doesn't exist on the level of the Reis. It's physically impossible. Because the rishon l'tumah, true, can be adam ekelim, can only be metami ochlim amashkim. A rishon cannot be metami adam ekelim. So let's say if it's going to be metami mashkim, that's the end of the story, menatorah. The mashkin can't transmit the tumah further. If the rishon l'tumah will touch an oichel, So fine, it can transmit to make the mashkim a sheni, but that's the end of the story. It can't go weiter. It's not going to go weiter.
Tumah touches something, can't become a
rabbi. Kachim. Our Gemara is going to explain that by kachim there's a rabbi bakodesh, but the Gemara at the end of the first parak Sachma says it's impossible on the level of dreis. This is all theoretical stuff, but lemaisa it's impossible. How is it? Other rabbi explain how. The reason the tumah could be adam mekalim, but they can't transmit tumah to adam mekalim, so you have to transmit tumah to oichlim. So oichlim ain't oichlim etame oichol. So the next thing has to be a mashke. Once it's a mashke, so it can't go by that. Ain't mashke etame macher minatur. Tumah satzmam mashkim have tumah minatur, but they can't transmit tumah to anything else. So the harivi bakodesh doesn't exist on the level of their eyes. Our Gemara is not talking about those details. Agmar is going to construct a whole system proving that there's such a thing as Revi Bakodesh. But once you learn the Gemara at the end of the first parak in Pesachim, the Poshim Shat in the Gemara, so it doesn't exist on the level of the Raisa. The theoretically should have been, but technicality prevents it from happening, because Ein Echol Metami Yochol, period, Minatora, and Ein Mashkim Metami Acherim, Minatora. Yeah, so Rabbi Akiva has this Shita that no one agrees with, and we don't pass like him. He says that Sheni Osa Shlishi, even Bechulin. Not only b'chuman, not only b'kachman, even b'chulin. The Gemara is going to list off every Tana in creation who doesn't agree with him. So, Omer Rabbi Yeshua was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. So he says, Mig Rabbi Yechaman Zakkai was the chief rabbi years before. Mig, and he passed away already. Rabbi Yeshua is making a statement. Rabbi Yechaman Zakkai passed away already. The Gemara says that he lived to the age of 120, Rabbi Yechaman Zakkai. Mar says the first 40 years of his life he worked and he made $1 million and he retired. Yeah. And then he learned, starting at the age of 40, he started to learn, and he learned till the age of 80. And then he was appointed chief rabbi at the age of 80. He went strong till the age of 120. Okay? And he was the chief rabbi during the period of the Churban Abayis. He was the one who went to negotiate with Aspasionis. So he had passed away already. So Rabbi Shua says, "Mi galo ofa meinecha Rabbi Yechaman Zakkai. Rabbi Yechaman Zakkai, you passed away already. You're not alive. I wish someone could dig you out from your grave and take the offer off from your eyes, and you'll see what's going on over here. Shehayisa oimer, you used to say that there is a din of shlishi by truma. Hayisa oimer that there's shlishi by truma." And you used to say, you gave a krechtz. He said, Osid dor acher letar kika shlishi. So that nakumen atzait and a later generation is going to be a yiridus hadoiris, and they're going to throw away the din that I just developed. He came up with a din that sheni osa shlishi betruma, and shlishi osa revi bakodesh, and he gave a krechtz that's about kumen atzait, osid dor acher, and the later generations that kumen, that they're going to reject what we say, letar kika shlishi. Kika is a loaf of bread. So there's no shlishi b'truma. Why they're going to reject it? She'ela mikra menatur. Because they're going to dingzich with us. They're going to say there ain't no such pasuk. There's no pasuk and there's no such din. She'ela mikra menatur shehutami. There's no makom chumash to say that the shlishi b'truma. So Rabbi Yeshua says, if we'll dig out Rabbi Yechaman Zakkai v'shisham, look Rabbi Akiva, hello Rabbi Akiva talmidcha. Maybe lo mikra menatur shehutami even by chulin. You only said that there's Sheni Osir Shlishi B'Truma and Shlishi Osir Revi B'Kodesh. Look at Rabbi Akiva. He didn't shizzle away. He wasn't mekel. He didn't throw out. He was more machmer than you. Look at Rabbi Akiva. Maybe lo mikra benatar shu tami afila b'chulin. Shenem b'chala shebetocha yitmo. Instead of saying tame, it says yitmo. So that's the Mishnah. So now the Gemara is going to have a whole discussion. If there's no pasuk in Chumash, what motivated Rabbi Yechaman Zakkai to say that there is a shlishi b'truma, and whatever logic he had, so why did he think that in the Doris Haboim and the later generations, the Talmid Chachamim are going to reject what he said? What's the issue over here? So that's, I think, that's where we got up to last time. So that's on Chof Tesam and Aleph, towards the bottom, the last seven lines. Freg de Gemara, if Rabbi Yechaman Zakkai himself admits that there's no pasuk in Chumash that says that a sheni can make a shlishi b'truma. So why did he say that there is a din of shlishi? Miachad ein lo, as in the talking pasuk menator. Lama tami. So why did he say that it's tami? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, min haTorah ein lo. There's no beferish pasuk, but from the midrash haTorah nedreshes behem. Kal v'chaim is one of the yud gimel midrash haTorah nedreshes behem. So he says, midin kal v'chaim yesh lo. I have a kal v'chaim. What's the kal v'chaim? So he's going to prove that when it comes to the area of truma, you go one step past the area of chulin. You go one step further. Where do you see? So there's a din of tful yom. The first Mishnah in Brachas has a din. The Mishnah talks about a kohen min hachnasim lechol b'trumasim. A kohen who became tummy, he goes to the mikveh 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He can't eat truma right away. He has to wait till harav shemesh. And even if he waited a week, he could have gone to mikveh a week ago. And he goes a week later, he still has to wait harav shemesh. You can't be yotza harav shemesh before you tovel in the mikveh. Whenever you go to mikveh, you have to wait harav shemesh, means tzeisa kuchavim, following the time you tovel in the mikveh. So that's the opening Mishnah Brachas, Mishah Shakanim and Chanasim Lechol B'chumas. Where do you need harav shemesh? Where are the dinim that a tummy is not allowed to do certain things? What is a tummy restricted from doing? So tummy is not allowed to eat truma, not allowed to eat karbonis, not allowed to enter the Beis Hamikdash, not allowed to be makor of karbonis. The koyin, who's tummy, he's not allowed to do avodah zarah, not allowed to enter the Beis Hamikdash at all. But even if he violated that dinim, he entered the Beis Hamikdash, if he'll do the avodah will be possible. A tummy sheshimesh, the whole avodah is possible, you have to bring the carbon over again. So those are the four prohibitions, the four dinim that a tummy is restricted from doing. We mentioned the Kuzari, is the historical novel of how the Kuzarim all converted. There was a nation in Russia for many years under the communists. They were suppressing this history. They didn't want anybody to know that the Jews used to rule Russia. And finally, after the communist government collapsed, so there wasn't so much, they weren't breathing down everybody's back. So they finally did a lot of research, and they published that there was a Melech HaKuzarim, and the Jews were running the whole government in Russia. They had a big article, I remember, a couple of years ago in the New York Times about this, that there was a Malchus HaKuzarim. It's not a Bava Maaseh, it's a true story. So Rabbi Yehuda Halevi wrote a historical novel about how it came about. So he has that a rabbi is having a whole discussion, the Chavir, the Chacham, the Chavir is having a discussion with the Melech HaKuzarim about the Jewish religion, and the Melech falls in love with the Jewish religion. He converts, then his cabinet converts, and he gets the whole nation to convert. So the Melech asks the Chavir, the rabbi, you people say that you follow everything that it says in the Bible. So shteitr in the Bible that when a woman is tamei, she has to go to mikveh, she has to bring korbanos, and when a man is a zavar, a balker, but has to go to mikveh, has to bring korbanos. You don't bring korbanos, you don't go to mikveh all the time. So the Chavir, the Talmud Chacham, explains all of the dinim of Tumah is a tarta desasri with Kedusha. If you're Tumah, you can't eat Truma, you can't eat Kachma, you can't enter the Beis HaMikdash, can't be Makru Kabbanah. Says, we live in Europe. There's no Truma, there's no Kachma, there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Kabbanah, so there's nothing to discuss. We live so far away from Eretz Yisrael, we don't have any of the above. So then he says, but why do you insist that your wives have to go to Mikveh? So he says, that's unrelated. Tvila in the mikveh for the married women for Taras HaMishpacha has nothing to do with Tumah V'Tar. That's Issa V'Heter, right? That's a famous line from the Kuzari. That's a famous line. So that's what the Gemara has here. There's a din. A tummy is not allowed to eat Ma'aseh Sheni also. We said four dinim. There's a fifth din. A tummy is not allowed to eat Ma'aseh Sheni. How do you know? Because on Erev Pesach of the fourth year, there's a 7-year cycle in Eretz Yisrael, 3 years and 3 years in Shnas HaShemitah. So on Erev Pesach of the fourth year, and Erev Pesach of the Shemitah year, the seventh year, all the farmers have to recite Videi Maisa. So he has to say, Bi'arti HaKodesh Min Abayis, Gam Nasat V'Lalevi, and he has to say, Lo Bi'arti Mimenu B'Tomei, I did not consume the Maisa Sheni in the state of Tumah. Means either I'm Tomei or it's Tomei. Not allowed to eat Ma'aseh Sheni in the state of Tumah, whether I'm Tomei or the Ma'aseh Sheni is Tomei. So in order to be allowed to eat Ma'aseh Sheni, you have to go to Mikveh. Do you need Harav Shemesh? So the Gemara says no. The Mishnah says, let's say a person went to Mikveh 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Tovel v'yola, he went to the Mikveh, he comes out of the Mikveh, Oichel b'Ma'aseh, can eat Ma'aseh Sheni right away. He's Tohar. Harav Shimsha, if he waits till Tzeisa Kuchavim following going to Mikveh, Oichel b'Trumah. That's the first Mishnah in Brachas, Mishash, Akan, Mechnasim, Lechel, B'Trumasim. But then there are some people who even after they have the Harav Shemesh, they're still not fully tahor. They have to bring korbanos to complete the tahara. Those are the abom mechusri kapara. That's the name of the perik increases. Second perik increases. Abom mechusri kapara heim. That's a zav zav yoledes and mitzora. So those four tameim, even after they go to the mikveh, even after they have the harav shemesh, they're still considered tameim until they bring the korbanos that the chumash designates. So what do you need? Hevi kaparasa. Until he brings the korban, he can eat truma, mechusa kippurim, as long as he had his harav shemesh, he can eat truma, but he can't eat kachim and he can't enter the Beis HaMikdash. So that's a Mishnah. Tavol, the yala person is tavol in the mikveh, even though he's a tful yom and he didn't yet harav shemesh, eichel ben maisa, he's permitted to eat maisa. Even though tamei is not allowed to eat maisa, lo biyatim emene betamei, once he's tavol in the mikveh, he's not called a tamei for the purposes of Maisa Sheni. For the purpose of eating Truma, he is considered Tomei till Harav Shemesh. And then for the purposes of either entering the Beis HaMikdash or eating Karbanos, he's still Tomei if the Abo Mechusik Kapor, the Zab Zavi, Aledis and Mitzayra, so they're still considered Tomei until they bring the Karbanos. So the Gemara says, you see from the Chumash, from the institution of a Tful Yom, that a Tful Yom, he went to Mikveh today 4 o'clock and it didn't yet have Harav Shemesh, he didn't yet experience Seisak Ram. He's Tohar Benegeh to Maisa Sheni, but he's Tomei Benegeh to Truma. So you see that by Truma, the Dinim of Tuma go one step further. Goes one step past Maisa Sheni. So we are familiar with the Dinim of Tuma Vitara. We have Pesukim and Chumash. Rabbi Akiva claims he has a Pasuk in Chumash that there's a Shlishi even by Chulin. So we don't learn the Pasuk by him. So we only have Pesukim and Chumash that there's a Sheni. The mace is avi avos, whoever touches the mace is an avatum, he touched something else, a rishon atumah, sheni, that's as far as it goes, sheni. That pasuk, klicheres hashipol mehem al tocho, the dead sheretz, the dead mouse, is an avatumah, the klicheres becomes the rishon atumah, and the food inside becomes the sheni latumah. We don't darshan yitma latam yacher. So we hold that there's a pasuk that the tumah only goes to the level of sheni. But that's because the pasuk is talking about chulin. But since we know by Truma it goes one step further, Vaharaya, that a Tfuyom is Tohar with respect to eating Maisa Sheni, but is Tomei with respect to Chulin, so you have to go one step Sheni, one step further, so you say by Truma it goes even up until Shlishi. Sheni is Osho Shlishi. So that's called a Kavachimer. That's called a Kavachimer. You see that by Truma this, the level of Tuma goes one step further, that a Tfuyom Utvoyom is Tomei with respect to Truma. Mutter b'chulim means mutter to eat Maisa Sheni. Tchulim you can eat when you're Tomei means Maisa Sheni, even though Tomei is not allowed to eat Maisa Sheni, but Utvoyom is allowed to eat, but Utvoyom is not allowed to eat Truma. So you see that by Truma you go one step further in the Tumas and the levels of Tumas. So you have to push it to the level of Shlishi. Yeah.
We said that Okel cannot be Mitama Okel, so how do you get the Shlishi?
Let's say the Rishon Letuma was a Kli, Odom Mikalim, Odom Mikalim. The Odom Mikalim touches, how do you have a Shlishi?
Yeah.
Also not, probably also, Nachamo. So the Odom Mikalim is a Rishon, right. Touches Zoichel is a Sheni, and then it touches Mashke is a Shlishi. Shlishi is okay.
No, but
Ochel
can
Ochel. Ain't Ochel Metame Ochel.
Right.
So but Ochel is Metame Mashke.
Yeah, but in other words, you're saying that a Shlishi can only be a Mashke?
Yeah.
Oh.
The only way is a Mashke. If it's going to be an Ochel, it's not going to work. But the way we hold, Ain't Ochel Metame Ochel. Ochel is Metame Mashke, and Tumas Mashke is the Raisa. We paskin Mashke Beid Matbachai is Tohor, because they never made the Chumra. It's not Tohor Metame Acherim, but Tumas Asman Yeshlehem. Because Mashkim do have Tumim and Atur. There's one opinion in the Gemara that the whole institution of Tumas Mashke is only Medirabbonim. The whole Tumas Mashke is only Medirabbonim. We don't pass like that. We pass in Mashkin Tumas Matzman Yeshlam. The Tami Acherim, that's only Medirabbonim.
According to Mangamad, you wouldn't even have a Shlishi?
You can never have a Shlishi. That is correct. That's the Kasha. According to that Mandama, what do you need the Nes Chanukah for? The Acherim asked. If Mashkim are not Mekabaltim, what do you mean? Nichnisi Yivanim Lahechel Timu Kol Hashmanim. It doesn't exist. Timu Kol Hashmanim. So the Shoel HaMeshiv, I think, quotes that Kasha. So he says, And that generation, the generation of the Chashmonaim, they didn't yet develop that Psak Halacha. In that generation, the Psak HaMekubal was that Mashkim HaMekabal Tumim Min HaTorah. So even though in the later generation, half the Tanoim and Amoraim hold that there was no need for the miracle, but since in that generation, the Psak HaMekubal was that Mashkim HaMekabal Tumim, so the Rabbanu Shalom made a miracle because Ein Lucha L'Shefet Shebiyamecha. You have to follow the Rabbanim in your generation. And then in the later generation, the whole thing was thrown out, and according to the Psak of the later generation, there would have never been any need for the whole Nes Chanukah. That's what the Shalom Eishev says. Okay, as I state, Shalom Eishev has like that. Yeah. You can dingzach, we're going to learn the Gemara, there's room to dingzach with the Teretz that he said, to say that that is wrong. That even if Mashke Manam Bekavotumah, could be that it's still puzzle. Could be that it's still puzzle for a Hakrava. Because the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Chumash, Abasa here, the pasuk is in Chav Tesam Ebeis. Abaferish in pasuk on Dav Chav Tesam Ebeis. It says, Abasa Shiga B'chal Tomei Lo Yeyochel. If you have kachim that touches a Dav Tomei, even if the kachim are not Mekabal Tumah, it's a Psul Tumah. There's Kabbalah's Tumah and there's a Psul Tumah. So the Shemin and the Menorah is like a carbon. So just like Bisar kachim that touches a Dav Tomei becomes Pasul, even if it's not Mekabal Tumah, it becomes a Psul. So shemen could be that it's even if shemen mashkim are not mekabel tumim in atar, but it can become pasul because it touched the davar tumim. Abba says shigah b'chol tumim lo yochel. The pashtus is that it's a psul tumim even without the kabbalas tumim. So nachamol. So the, again, the Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua says, "I, Rabbi Yechama Zakeh passed away. Rabbi Yechama Zakeh fleg zogen that there's a din of shlishi by truma." But he used to predict, Osidor Acher, there's going to come, there's going to be a Yeridus Hadoris, there's going to be a Shikcha Satura, and in a later generation, they're going to reject the Chumra that we introduced, that is Shlishi by Truma, and they're going to come up because there's no Pasuk, and they're going to deny, they're going to say there's no Shlishi by Truma. So the Gemara said, if there's no Pasuk, so why did he say that there's Shlishi min HaTorah? He said, the Rabbanan. But he said there's Shlishi min HaTorah. So the Gemara says, you're right, there's no Pasuk. Me'achad de'enlo, if there's no Pasuk, lo matami. And for the Gemara, there's no Pasuk mefurish, but it's a Kal V'chaymer. What's the Kal V'chaymer? Ma'atvul yom shemuta b'chulin. Atvul yom is considered tohar with respect to eating ma'isa sheni, it means. Even though tami is not allowed to eat ma'isa sheni, the Pasuk says, lo bi'artim emenem b'tami. But still, if he's tovol v'yolo, he goes to the mikveh, even though lo harib shimsho, he's allowed to eat ma'isa sheni. But nonetheless, paisel b'truma, if the tvul yom touches truma, he passels it min ha-toirah. This is a question, is that really true? We kept on saying there's a din. Hakadim nechnasim lechol b'trumasim. The kohen went to mikveh 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and the tzeisa kohavim is whatever, 4:45, so he can't eat truma until the 4:45. So that's a din. A tful yom is not allowed to eat truma. Is there a din that if a kli is a tful yom, or that, let's say a person is a tful yom, and he touches truma, is that a din min haTorah that the tful yom passels the truma? Maybe it's only a din, nechnasim lechol b'trumasim. A person who's a tful yom, he was tameh, and he went to mikveh, and he's tahar, his tahara process is not completed till he has har shamash, he's not allowed to eat truma. But it's even not completed that if he touches truma, also passels. So Rashi on Ardaf writes more than once, Rashi says that's a din deraisa. The Gemara is making a kavacham, Rashi said that's a din deraisa, and it's a beferish pasuk in Chumash. Because it says in Chumash, if you have a kli, that's tomei, ba'mayim yuva, v'tomei ad ho'ere v'toher. Ba'mayim yuva, when a kli is tomei, you have to be tomei. It's not a kli cheres, that's not have tarbe mikveh, it's a kli eitz or a kli mateches. That has tefillah and mikveh. So it says, "Ba'mayim yuva b'toivol the kli tomei in a mikveh. Ba'mayim yuva v'tomei ad ho'erev v'toher." What do you need harav shemesh for the kli? The kli is nishkin kohen who's eating truma. So obviously Rashi says it's a dead giver. Rashi has it twice on Amid Beis on Chav Tesam Beis. Rashi said, "You see b'feirish from the chumash that not only is that tful yom not allowed to eat truma if he's a kohen, if the tful yom touches truma, he passels it min haTorah." There's a Rashi in the end of Chulin who says Faker. So Rabbi Kivega on the side of the Gemara in Chulin, the end of Chulin, there's a Perek Arva Reitev, all about the Inyoni Tumah V'Tahara. So Rashi blurts out the one line over there, that the din of Tul Yom is only, Tul Yom is not allowed to eat Truma. But this din that a Tul Yom touches Truma, Pasul says that din is only Medirabbanon. So Rabbi Kivega says, look in Saita Daf Chavtes, it's Beferish against the Chumash. Rashi has a Pasuk in Chumash, it says, by keli, that's tame. But my milva v'tame and hoere v'taher. You need harav shemesh by keli. Rashi has it here where it says vayikar chav beis. He has it on chav tesam and beis on the first column, halfway down where it says vayikar chav beis, and then he repeats it again on the second column. Rabbi Kevega says that's a difficult Rashi. That Rashi over there is a difficult Rashi. There's a question regarding mechusik kippurim also. Let's say a person is one of the four mechusik kippurim. Arba mechusik kippurim, that's the name of the second parak in Krisus. So the four mechusik kippurim are zab zava yoledes and mitzayra. They have to bring korbanos. Even after the toivel and the mikvah, even after they had harav shemesh, they have to bring korbanos. And until they bring the korbanos, the tahara procedure is not yet completed. So when it get to what do we declare that a mechusik kippurim is tame? So we say he's not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash, not allowed to eat kachim, and he's not allowed to be makar of karbanis. If he's makar of karbanis, if a kohen enters the Beis HaMikdash, makar of karbanis in the state of mechusik kippurim, it'll be pasul. Mechusik kippurim pasul is the karbanis.
Can he eat truma?
Truma he may eat. Right, that's the mishnah. Tovah v'yola, the person goes to the mikveh, comes out of mikveh, oichol b'maisa, he can eat maisa sheni right away. Harev shimsho, oichol b'truma. Hevi kaparosa, oichol b'kachim. You only need heavy kapros. You only need mechusik kippurim, the hakrovas hakabanas, to complete the hara process for the purpose of eating kachim or entering the Beis HaMikdash or being makar karbanas. But for truma, you don't need heavy kaparos.
Heavy kaparos betuma, right? He brings the.
If a person was tummy one of these four, zab zava yoledes and mitzara, only these four, mitzara mitzaras, same thing. So after they become Torah, it may take years till they'll become cured, and they go to mikvah and have higher shemesh. So then ersh they have to bring the karbonis. So until they bring the karbonis, they're called mechusik kippurim, and they're not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. They're not allowed to eat kachim. So what if they touch kachim? What's the din? A mechusik kippurim touches kachim. We just had if a tful yom touches truma, so it's a gemara that he passels it. So Rashi and Chulin writes a shvera Rashi. It's against the pasuk and chumash. Rashi and Chulin writes the end of Chulin. That a tful yom in Atar is not allowed to eat truma, but if he touches truma, he passes. That's only a chumer midirabon. So Rabbi Kadega tzechens on our daf. But Rashi has a beferish of pasuk and chumash that it's not correct. The gemara assumes that that's a din deraisa. So what about the other din? What about a mechusik kippurim? So mechusik kippurim, he already had harav shemesh, but he didn't bring the karbanas. By these four, the zab zavi aladis and mitzvah, didn't bring the karbanas, so he's not allowed to eat kachim. What if he touches kachim? So it's beferish and mishnayis that he passels. Is that a psul deraisa or is that a psul derabanan? So the Taisus Yontif on mishnayis writes in one place that's only midirabanan, and the Shagasai also writes in the Turi Evin. Shagasai wrote chidushim on chagiga Turi Evin. He also writes like the So the Rashash Derech Hagige is masig. It's also against an offeni gemara, a beferishi gemara that that's also deraisa. These are both deraisa. If it's v'yom touches truma, he passels the truma men atoira. That's our sugi is beferish, and Rashi says psukim and chumish. And the gemara in Yevamis in Hagige, it doesn't say. So the Turi Evin Hagige writes it's only the rabbanon, and the. Taisus Yandav also writes on Mishnayis in a different place. I forgot. He writes also only with the Rabbanim. And the Rashash and Chagiga is Masik. There's an offering in Gemara in Yevamis where this whole sugya is repeated over there. Tavol v'yola, echol b'maisa, herav shimsha, echol b'truma, hevi kaparaz, echol b'kachim. And Gemara quotes all the psukim. After they quote all the psukim, comes out that's a din deraisa also, that if the mechusik kippurim touches the kachim, he passels it, that's also deraisa. Not only that the mechusik kippurim is not allowed to eat the karbanas, if he touches it, he passels it menatur. The Mishnah says a nazir in a certain sense is a mechusik kippurim. He's not allowed to take a haircut until he brings the karbonas. He's not allowed to drink wine until he brings the karbonas. But he's not the mechusik kippurim in this, and he's not tomei. The nazir was never tomei in the first place. The nazir was tahor the whole time. There, Ager also, one time said, Ager is also mechusik kippurim. The Geris is, strictly speaking, when a Geris converts, a non-Jew converts, the Geris procedure is not completed until he brings a carbon. He has to bring a carbon oil. Whatever he wants to bring, because all the dinim of Geris are learned out from Maimon HaSinai. And on Maimon HaSinai it says at the end of Parshas Mishpatim that they brought carbonus. So L'dairus, you learn out from Maim HaSinai, if a ger converts today, so when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, if the ger should live so long, there'll be mechayev to bring a carbon.
It's not even for the ger, so it's not even
for the ger. Right, so the ger is not 100% completed. It's a little bit miyakev. The din is, if you have a carbon shlamim, so all Jewish people who are tomei are allowed to eat, but if you have a ger who converted and he never brought his carbon ager, he's not allowed to eat carbonus. Okay, he's not allowed to eat carbonus. But he's not tomei, So that's why the Mishnah says that strictly speaking, there are only abon b'chusrei kapara. There are four people who are tomei: the zavzav, yoledes, and mitzora. They're tomei and the tumas, not completely removed until they bring the karbonis. But you have the ger and you have the nazir. Also, the karbonis ama akev. The geris is not complete, and the heta naziris is the naziris is not over until he brings the karbonis in the end, right? All Tameim have to be toivel in the mikveh. So Tameim Meis cannot begin to be toivel in the mikveh until after he has Hazor Shlishi Shvi. So you have to have tefillah in the mikveh after Hazor Shlishi Shvi.
And then he Harav Shemesh he needs two? Or just
yeah, yeah, after the. Then he needs the Harav Shemesh. Yeah. Every Tameim needs Harav Shemesh for the purpose of eating Truma. Right. So this is the Gemara's Kal V'Chaimah. Nachama, what's the Kal V'Chaimah? You see that Truma, we know that the laws of Tumah V'Tara by Truma are more chomer than the laws of Tumah V'Tara by Maaseh Sheni. A Tumah is not allowed to eat Maaseh Sheni, a Tumah is not allowed to eat Truma. But Truma is more chomer. V'Haraya, Atvul Yom, is Tumah B'Negeir to Truma, is not Tumah B'Negeir to Maaseh Sheni. So once you establish that for Truma purposes, it has to be more chomer than Maaseh Sheni. So Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai has, this is a Kal V'Chaimer. In Kola, Tarakula means by Chulin and by Maaseh Sheni, the Tumah only goes to the level of Sheni. There is no Shlishi. How do you know there's a Sheni? Because of that Pasuk. If the Sheretz is dangling in the Klicheres, so the Sheretz is Av HaTumah, the Klicheres becomes a Rishon LeTumah, Kol HaShebetecha becomes a Sheni LeTumah.
So maybe it's just Pasul, the third one. It's not, doesn't make it a Sheni, it just Pasul's it.
Right. It only passes, yeah. It's possible. Correct.
So how do I know it's a shlishi?
Taka not a shlishi. Minatar is not a shlishi.
But he's making kavuchom that there's a shlishi.
That it passes, that's all. The shlishi that the Rabbanon, it's a shlishi.
The whole idea that got off of that Rabbi Kiva came and said there's a shlishi.
Rabbi Kiva said that mishlishi and chulin also. He disagrees with the whole premise, but we don't learn like Rabbi Kiva. He said, Kolicheres, Kolosh Ebetochi Yitma means it becomes tummy, not Yitma tummy acherit. So we only have a pasuk that the sheni. So Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai says, the Pasuk says that Tumah goes avi avois av rishon sheni, that's the last stop, that's by Chulin and by Maaseh Sheni. But we know that Tumah goes one step past Maaseh Sheni, Baharaya from Tvul Yom, so you have to say that Shlishi by Tumah, it can go even to the level of Shlishi. That's Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai's Kal V'Chaimah. So Rashi is bothered with a kasha. Rashi asks on Chav Tesem, and then he repeats the same kasha Chav Tesem in base. There is a machlekes hatanoim in Bava Kama Daf Chofei. When you want to construct the whole Kal V'Chaimer, and then after you construct the Kal V'Chaimer, you came up with a din that's more chomer than the din that you came from. So that's called dayo. Dayo levomen adin. Din means din is another way of saying Kal V'Chaimer. Like the Gemara has ein onshin min adin. If you want to construct, the Chumash says that this guy gets an Einish Misa, so if he gets Misa, Kal V'Chaimer, he should get Misa. The Gemara says, Ein Anshim Ben Adin, you can't give an Einish Misa based on a Kal V'Chaimer. So here the Gemara says, Dayo Levo Men Adin, if you have a Halacha that was established based on a Din, based on a Kal V'Chaimer, so you can't make the result is going to be more Chomer than the Halachas that you were basing it on. You started off, there doesn't exist a Din of Shlishi. It doesn't exist. You're constructing a Kal V'Chaimer, you're creating Yesh Meyayin, a new din, that there's a Shlishi, the Tumah. How can you make, see, Kal V'Chaimer would be like this. If I don't know how far Tumah goes by Trumah, has to go at least as far as Maaseh Sheni. Because I know that Trumah is more Chomer than Maaseh Sheni, so by Maaseh Sheni goes till Sheni, so by Trumah it certainly goes till Sheni. Yeah, but here you're pushing further. Yeah. You're saying Maaseh Sheni goes till Sheni, so this has to go to Shlishi. That's a violation of diet. So that's what Rashi asks. So Rashi answers, no, look in the Gemara Kavachomer, the Kaimalon, the last line in Rashi, Rashi says, the Kaimalon, whenever you have a Kavachomer to come up with a new Chumr Dikadin, and if you'll apply Dayos, it'll turn out the Kavachomer tells you nothing, you're left with no new Chiddush. That's called Mifrach Kavachomer. Echad, the Mifrach Kavachomer, by applying Dayo, it's going to come out the Kal V'chaim is useless. So then Rashi says, then we do apply the Kal V'chaim. Then you don't apply Dayo. So that's the long Tais V'shantz here in the tiny letters. Obviously, you read the Tais V'shantz, there's a misprint here. There in Bava Kama, Daf Chafei, that's a Machlokes Hatanoim, Reb Tarfon and Achachamim. And Reb Tarfon holds like that. Hechad the Mifrach Dayo. Hechad the Mifrach Kal V'chaim, if you'll apply Dayo, so the Kal V'chaim teaches you nothing. So then Rab Tarfon holds that you don't apply that. But we don't pass like Rab Tarfon. We pass like the Chachamim, that even when it is Mifrach Kavachomer, you still apply Dayo. So the Rashi is very difficult here. The Tais HaShantz clearly has a misprint. He quotes Rab Tarfon as the Chachamim, Chachamim is Rab Tarfon. And he comes out that Rab Tarfon is winning. Rab Tarfon didn't win. The Chachamim win. We don't pass in the Kavachomer. The Kavachomer is rejected. If Dayo means the Kavachomer teaches you nothing, so it teaches you nothing. That's a problem. There's a famous story. There are many different versions. They say the Rabbeinu Gershom had a son who converted, I think, to Christianity. No? Probably Christianity. So then they say he sat Shiva. Why did he sit Shiva? Where does that come from? We have a minhag that if a man marries a nochris, that's the same as converting. So you sit Shiva. Yeah. So that's an extension of this Rabbeinu Gershom. The Kravim sat Shiva. Whoever would sit Shiva, if he would die, yeah. So when he becomes a Meshumad, so he sit Shiva. So where does it come from? So there are four different versions. One version is they sat Shiva 7 days. One version is they sat Shiva 14 days. And then one version is they sat Shiva either 7 or 14 days when he converted. The other version is no, they sat Shiva 7 or 14 days when he died, years later when he died. Where did they get 14? Where's the 14? So that's a Gemara there in Bava Kama Daf Chafei when they're talking about Dayo. Where does it say, how do you know there's such a thing as Kal V'chaimer? So the Rashi and Chumash quotes, there are 10 places in Chumash where there's a Kal V'chaimer. So we see Kal V'chaimer is one of the Midrash HaTarnit Rashi's claim. What is Rashi points out on Parsha Shmos, I think? Moshe Rabbeinu says that what? If Bnei Yisrael are chalashing to get out of this shibud, and they don't listen to me, Ech Yishmeini Pa, Kal V'chaimer. Yeah. And Rashi quotes there are 10 places. So Kal V'chaimer we know is Midah Shatarnid Resh Hashem. And how do you know there's a Midah of Dayo? So the Gemara there in Bava Kama learns it out from Miriam. That Miriam was punished Ben Hashemayim with Saraz because she said Lashon Hara again. Miriam and Aaron said Lashon Hara against Moshe Rabbeinu, and then the Saraz went away. So the Shaila is, how long did they have to treat her as if she's Menuda? So the Pasuk says, Aviyo Yorok Yorak Bifaneho, if her father would have been angry at her, Halosi Kolam Shivas Yamin, we would treat her as a Menuda, as if she were in Chayrim for 7 days. So it should be a Kal V'chaimer L'shechina Yudalad Yom. The Rebbeinu Shlom got angry at her, so she would treat her as a Menuda, as if she's in Chayrim, for 2 weeks. But then the Pasuk says, Tisoger Shivas Yomim. Why Tisoger Shivas Yomim? Because Dayo Levom and Adin Lios Kinot. Since you're learning it out from Avi Yorok Yorok B'Faneo, unless you come Shivas Yomim, that's given.
That's
an ocean. I don't know. So, Kasha. This is what the Gemara says. The Gemara says you learn out the need of Dayo for that pasuk. So one version, the Chachma Sadam quotes all the four versions and tells you where each version appears. 7 days, 14 days, or the 7 or 14 days when he converted, or the 7 or 14 days when he died later. So he quotes Zeruah, Mardchai, all the different Mar Mekaymas. So the Shaila is, according to that version, that he sat Shiva for 14 days when he converted, because the Gemara says Kal V'chaimer L'shechina Yudal Yom, but the Gemara says Dayol V'amen Adin Liyaskanon. So you don't consider that Kal V'chaimer, but we reject it. So the Chachman Sadam asked the Kashi and he doesn't have a teretz. So you got to think about that. You got to think about that. When do you apply dayo? When do you not apply dayo? In the beginning of Kiddushin, Taisus discusses a little bit. Taisus, other Rishonim discuss it. When do you apply dayo? Dayo doesn't always apply. So this is a serious question. Well, Rashi raises the question of dayo, and Rashi says, well, the answer is because mifra kavachaymer. So the answer that Rashi gave is very difficult. That's Rav Tarfon's shita. We don't pass like that, but it could be that there's another answer. You have to figure out exactly what does dayo mean. What exactly does dayo mean? Pashtus is the Rishonim say there in Kiddushin. Dayo levom min hadin lias kinodon. This doesn't explain everything, but part of it is kal v'chomer cannot change a din. Kal v'chomer can only be mechadish a new din. But if you already think you know what the din is, based on what it says in Chumash, it would appear the din is like this. You want to make a kal v'chomer to change the din, so that's called dayo. You can't change an already existing din. But if you have a blank, you have no din at all. So then you can make a kal v'chomer and come up with a new din. That's over here. He's not changing an already existing din. He's coming up with a new ein falat. There's a shlishi b'truma. It doesn't exist anywhere else. Shlishi b'truma. He's not changing a din. He holds that there's shlishi b'truma. Okay, got to look through the Gemaras to learn this. So Nachamal. So Rav Yudah is explaining, Rav Yechanan ben Zakkai came up with this din there. I said that there's a shlishi b'truma based on a kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? That you see that hilchas tume, the definition of tume by trume, is one step more chomer than maisa sheni. Maisa sheni, a tummy is not allowed to eat. And by truma, tummy is not allowed to eat. But a tvulyoim by maisa sheni is tohar. But a tvulyoim by truma is tummy. Not only he's not allowed to eat, even if he touches, the tvulyoim touches the truma, he passels it minatera. That's what Rashi shows, that's a posik and chumash, that's a din deraisa. So that establishes that truma is more chomer, truma is one step more chomer than maaser sheni and tumah v'tara. So therefore, since by tumah v'tara, by maaser sheni, it only goes to the level of sheni, so you have to say, by truma goes to the level of shlishi. And it didn't ask for the shlishi b'truma. Freg di gemara, but I have a simple pircha. You're telling me, based on the kal v'chomer, you see that tvulyom, by tvulyom the tumah goes one step further by truma than it goes by maaser sheni. No, what's a tzushtel? Tvulyom, the man started off, he was an avhatume. The man was an avhatume. He went to a funeral. He became an avhatume. And then he had a havazosh lishishvi. Then he had tefillah in the mikveh, and he's a tvulyom. So that tvulyom, he started off as an avhatume. So some of the tume is still retained. So maybe there, because tvulyom started off as an avhatume, that's why it goes one step further by truma. It goes one step further than it goes by maaser sheni. He talking about a sheni osa shlishi. It started off as a sheni. Nowhere near the avhatume. The av transmitted tumah to a rishon, transmitted tumah to a sheni. The sheni is going to transmit to a shlishi. So what kind of a tzushtal? Freg the gemara. Ika lemifrach, there's a pircha against the whole kal v'chomer. What kind of chomer is this? Malu tvulyom shekein avhatuma. He started off as an avhatuma. And for the gemara, that's not true. Not every person who's a tvulyom starts off as an avhatuma. And for the gemara, if you went to a funeral, so the meis is avi avos hatuma, we call him. And the people or the kelim that were mekabel tumah become an av hatumah, and after the av hazor shlishi shvi and the tevel and the mikveh, then it's before the harav shemesh, they're a tvul yom and they started off as an av hatumah. But segemalta echitimtze, the person of the kli started off not by coming in contact with avi avos hatumah. They came in contact with an av hatumah. They became a rishon hatumah. They started off as a rishon hatumah. So you don't have that chumer. And for the Gemara, don't learn out from a tvulyom of someone who started off as an avhatuma. And for the Gemara, teisi, learn it out mit tvulyom the sheretz. The sheretz himself is the avhatuma. So the sheretz touches a person, it touches a kli. So the kli of the person become a rishon hatuma. So he never started off as an avhatuma. And over there also you see that by tvulyom it goes one step further by truma than it goes by maaser sheni. So the same should be, a sheni should be also shlishi. So the Gemara Tainas is still, we can still argue. Mal tvulyom de sheretz, what's a tvulyom de sheretz? You're talking about odom mekelim. Oklamamashkim have no tara ben mikvah, so it can't be a tful yom. We're talking about Odom Ekelim became a rishon letume because they touched a sheretz. So the sheretz is av hatume, and Odom Ekelim became a rishon letume. But Odom Ekelim theoretically could have become an av hatume if they would have come in contact with a mace. So the Gemara says, ma letful yom, the sheretz came b'mina av hatume. You're talking about Odom Ekelim. Odom Ekelim, the tumah is always mochamer because they could have become an av hatumah. So how can you make a tzushtel? How can you derive from that? You see that by trumah you're always one step mochamer than my susheni and the tumah. So therefore, sheni should be also shlishi should be trumah. Still no tzushtel. There's a pircha maybe only over there because the Odom Ekelim who have the tvul yom has to be Odom Ekelim. Akel mamashkem have no tar b'mikum. And for the Gemara, klicheres yochiyah. What does that mean? You can't say that the only way to be mitame truma, the only way to pasal truma, is by having someone touch the truma that could have been an av hatuma. That's impossible. How do you see? Because the klicheres ein lo tar b'mikvah, and therefore ein anas av hatuma. That's what Rashi quoted. We said from next to the last davin eruvin. The Gemara says based on the pasuk by Midbar chapter Yotes that Rashi quotes. That kol davar she'en lo tara b'mikveh ein anas av hatumah. So oichlum amashkim can never be an av hatumah, and klicheres can never be an av hatumah. Klicheres has no tara mikveh, so it can never become an av hatumah. And if the klicheres is together in the oil ha-meis, and the meis is abi avos hatumah, that transmits the tumah goes down, it's going to have to go down two madrigas. All the other Odom Ekelim in the oil ha-meis will be an av hatumah, and the oichlum amashkim and the klicheres will be a rishon hatumah. It can't become an av hatumah. So the Gemara says, this pircha that you raised, an objection, is not a valid pircha. You're trying to tell me that you can only be metame truma, pasal truma, if the thing is yesh b'mino, av hatum, if it's Odom Ekelim, it's not true. A klicheres that's tame can also, if the klicheres will be a rishon, klicheres can't be an av hatum, can't be avi avos hatum, it's not a mace. Can't be an av hatum, ein lo tar b'mikveh, ein anas av hatum. It can be a rishon l'tumah. So if the klicheres a rishon l'tumah touches maisa sheni or touches truma, it'll be metamiyat. It'll make it into a sheni. So you see, a klicheres ain't b'mino av hatumah. Nonetheless, it can be metami truma if you touch it. So the Gemara says, oh, but we have an objection. Malik klicheres. No, klicheres has such a chumer that she came in tamim me'aviro. If the dead sheretz is dangling inside the avir, it's not even touching the inside. It's already mitamim. So you see, klicheres has such a chumer. The huad nami, the kudah said the chumer that is ein lo tar b'mikveh, also chumer. Klicheres has chumers and has kulis. Everything is there. Has a kulis. Not mekabel tuma from the outside, but it's mekabel tuma from the inside. Even me'avir and it's ein lo tar b'mikveh. So the Gemara says, oh, you're going to bring a raya from klicheres. That klicheres, that's tome, that's a rishon, can transmit the tume to the trume. Nah. That's because there are chumis and klicheres. Klicheres has metame me'aviroi. So maybe that's a special reason why. Maybe, A tvul yom has to be Odom Ekelim. A tvul yom is yesh b'mino av hatuma. So maybe the only time you can pasal truma by touching it is if it's a tvul yom, yesh b'mino av hatuma, or a klicheres, which is a rishon l'tuma, makes the truma shein l'tuma, because klicheres has chumras. So the Gemara says, no, you can't say that either this chumra, that chumra is what does the trick that you pasal, that's always called the tzara shava. If you have a din that applies in two cases, in one case you have one chumra A, the other case you have chumra B. First case doesn't have chumra B, and the other case doesn't have chumra A. So you can't say that either chumra A or chumra B brings about the din, because here it's A and here it's B. A tzara shava shabahem, whenever you have something that's tamei, and it touches the truma, so it pasals the truma. So the Gemara says the same over here. Sheni is tamei. If you have, let's say, maisha sheni, that's tamei, or you have chulin, that's tamei. And it touches truma. So the food that's tamei is sheni, is tamei. So anything that's tamei, it touches truma, passels it. So that's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's kal v'chaimah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai based his kal v'chaimah on atzara shavah shebehem. Tzad HaShavu Shebehem Loiri Izeh Kiri Izeh. The Chumra that Kli Cheres says that it has a Chumra since Mekabel Tumah Me'aviroi Ein Latar B'Mikveh is not shared in common with the Tvil Yom. Loiri Izeh Kiri Izeh. The Chumra that you have by a Tvil Yom, namely Yesh B'mina Av HaTumah Tvil Yom, is by definition. Or the Mekalim, and it could have been theoretically an Av HaTumah, that Chumra doesn't appear by Kli Cheres. What's Tzad HaShavu Shebehem? So what we have in the Gemara, Rashi says, is a misprint. Rashi has a long arichas here. And the first wide line on the first column. Rashi says, B'chol ha-svarim kos v'atzal ha-shabah shohem shemuta b'chulin. That's what our Gemara. And Rashi says, Harbi gingumim b'dov is just not true. Our Gemara says, just a mistake. So Rashi says, what it should say is, Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai is tzal ha-shabah shohem, whenever something is tameh, and it touches truma, it passels. So the meila hu adinami, if a sheni touches truma, sheni is also shlisha b'truma. So that's Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai's limit. So it's not good. So why did Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai predict, I'm afraid, he gave a krecht, I'm afraid, it's going to come a generation and they're going to reject my din. Why should they reject his din? It's a ganz good. It's a good tzara shove. Freg de gemara, v'doracher. What is he afraid the doracher is going to reject? It's a nice tzara shove. And the gemara name, doracher parech. The later generation, he was concerned, the later generation is going to reject his tzara shove. Because Malat Sarashav Hashem Shkei Yesh Ben Tzad Chomer. Kli Cheres has a unique Chomer that is Mekabel Tumah Me'aviroi. And the Tvul Yom has a Chomer that Yesh Ben Mina Av HaTumah. It could have been. Adam and Kalim could sometimes be Av HaTumah. Echel Mashkin can never be an Av HaTumah. If you're talking about a Sheni Osa Shlishi, the Sheni can't be Adam and Kalim. Adam and Kalim can only make Mekabel Tumah from an Av. They can't be lower than the level of a Rishon. If the Mekabel Tumah from an Av, they're a Rishon. We have a Din Yodayim Shnius saying that if a person Yodayim Stam Yodayim Haskonis Yodayim Shnius, that's only with the Rabbanim for two reasons. First of all, how can you have part of the body is Tomei, the rest of the body is Tomei, doesn't exist. And secondly, a human being can never be a Sheni. The lowest he can be is a Rishon. Because Adam Mekalim is only Mekabel Tumah from an Avat Tumah, or a higher up, Avi Avos, can be Mekabel Tumah from a Rishon. So that whole Din is only with the Rabban. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechem HaZaka was concerned that the Dor Acher in a later generation, they'll consider that also a Pircha. Each one, a Tzad Chomer, Tzad HaShove of two different dinim, each one has a unique Chomer. This has a unique, or the Mekalim, that's a Tvul Yom, has a unique Chomer that it could have theoretically lent itself to be an Av HaTumah. And Kli Cheres has a unique Chomer that is Mekabel Tumah Me'aviroi. So Rabbi Yechem and Zaka hold, that's what a Tzad HaShove is all about. You don't say Tzad Chumre. Lo Pachin at Tzad Chumre. And the Dor Acher will somehow split. There are many Gemaras. They give you a list of Gemaras on the side. When do you say Lo Rizek Kivizeh, Lo Rizek Kivizeh? Tzad HaShavah Shebehem. That's what Tzad HaShavah is all about. And why is all of a sudden over here the Dor Acher is going to say they're going to be Parach Tzad Chumre? You never say Tzad Chumre. That's what Tzad HaShavah is always about. So that's a problem. They tell you on the side. Different Marmikams to look in Tosfos. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. The next Gemara is going to have to prove, how do you know there's Revi Bakoidish? We just proved there's Shlishi B'Truma. How are you going to know there's Revi Bakoidish?
Maybe that's why it says you only could see it, but you can't touch it.
What do you mean you can't touch it?
You can't touch the
Shmonas, the neighbors. That's the Shmonas. You're not allowed to use it.
No.
Also, the Hanas Liara on there.
Yeah. Now, I found here Zerubbabel.
Let me first say a word on Chumash, then we'll talk about Zerubbabel. Okay. Okay. After the Mabul, the Rabban Shalala made a bris with Noach, representing all of mankind, that he's never going to bring another Mabul. He's not going to destroy the whole world like he did on this occasion. And the Os HaBris is the Keshes, the rainbow. Why is the Os HaBris the Keshes? So the Ramban HaChumash writes, you get the mistaken impression from the Chumash as if the Keshes only came into existence after the Mabul. And the Greek scientists write that the Keshes is a natural phenomenon. It was there from Sheshes Mebrashes. Didn't only happen after the Mabul. It has to do with the sun shining, with the refraction of the light of the sun. So how was the Keshes an Os HaBris? So the Ramban says, no, about it, the Keshes was always there. It's part of the Bria. It's part of physics from Sheshes Mebrashes. But the Rabban Shalom pointed out, you see the Keshes, that's like that. whenever you want to shoot an arrow on a bow, so you hold the string by you, and the round part is over there. So the round part is facing where the arrow is going to shoot. So the keshes, if the Rebbeinu Shalom wants to shoot us, so he's going to have the bow the other way. So the Rebbeinu Shalom said, you see this natural phenomenon? That was there from Sheshma. You see that natural phenomenon? Take it as a simon, not that it was invented after, it wasn't created after the Mabul. The fact that the keshes is this way, keshes is this way, means I'm not going to shoot any more arrows. I'm not going to shoot at you anymore. Fine. So there's a Gemara in Ksubas. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shua ben Levi passed away. And in heaven they said, this big tzaddik Rabbi Shua ben Levi is coming to heaven. So the angels went to be mekabel upon him. So they asked him a question, nearest Akeshes Biamecha, did the rainbow ever appear during your lifetime? So he said, yes. Several occasions the rainbow did appear. So he said, then you're not the big tzaddik that we thought you're going to be, because they only need the keshes to appear in a generation where the people are such sinners that they would have been destroyed if not for the fact that the Rabbanu Shalom made the bris with Noach, and he promised he's not going to bring a mabul. But if you would really be the big tzaddik that you cracked up to be, your generation wouldn't have needed the keshes. So it must be there's some misinformation over here. So then the Gemara said the truth of the matter was that it wasn't true. The keshes never appeared during his lifetime, but he didn't want to brag, so he told a lie. So the Taz quotes this in Shulchan Aruch. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, Nehilchus Tainus, that we all fast on some Gedalia, Shabbos, Avetamus, Tisha B'Av, and so on, but then there are Tainus Tzadikim. There are certain days that are designated as Tainus for unusual Tzadikim. So somebody asks me, are you fasting on the Tainus Tzadikim? So I shouldn't tell him, it's none of his business. If he's looking for a minion to lay in by Chal, so I have to say, yes, I'm fasting, you can count me in on the minion. But if Ben Kovakot, there is a minion. If Ben Kovakot, there's no minion, so he just wants to write an almanac. He wants to know how many, whether I'm fasting or not. So I should say, no, I'm not fasting, because you're going to brag and you're going to say you're fasting. Tainus Tzadikim, you're going to lose your reward. You shouldn't brag when you do Amidas Chasidus. It's better to tell a lie than to tell the truth. And that's why Rabbi Shimon Levi told a lie. When they asked him, Nirus HaKeshem HaMecha, so he said no. Then Hilchas Tadaka in Yerideya, they quote, that's usually the rule, that you should never... It's none of anybody's business whether I give a lot of tzedakah, whether I do all these mitzvahs, whether I have all these midas chasidus. It's not their business. But if by announcing that I pledge to give so much money to the shul, I'll encourage other people to give. So then they quote in Shulchan Aruch, the Chuvas HaRashba, Mefarsimim Oisei Tzedakah. We should announce. It depends what if you have the multimillionaire says I'll give $18. So he shouldn't announce that. Other people are going to make a kalachayma. He's only giving $8. I don't have to give so much money. But if he's giving a significant amount and there's reason to believe that this will encourage other people to give properly, so then it says in Shulchan Aruch, Mefarsimim Oisei Tzedakah. You should. I was asked by Rabbi Hershey Reichman in the yeshiva. We both know of the Talmud Chacham. I know he's in need. I don't know how much he's in need. Rabbi Reichman knows the details. Rabbi Reichman is taking care of him. So this person happens to be in need of a few thousand dollars now. So Rabbi Reichman asked if I can announce here at the shir, if it's possible for people. He has a tax-deductible tzedakah organization, and it's called Beis HaMedrash of Queens. So people can make out checks to the Beis HaMedrash of Queens to give to this Talmud Chacham. I gave $200 from my money. We're just going to be just for a month. The fellow was not well and he didn't have parnassus, so he's not able to pay his rent and buy food now just for a few weeks. And next month he'll be back to himself. He'll be able to. So if people have checks, if you can make out a check that Beis HaMedrash of Queens, it'll be appreciated. Okay, good. What's with Dizrul Bubble? Let's see it. Thank you.